Looking at the effects of autoimmune conditions on the skin, and we're the most prominent example, obviously, is psoriasis, a classic autoimmune condition. It's distinct from other forms of dermatitis or eczema, although these can also have immunological components, and particularly allergic dermatitis, allergic contact dermatitis, allergic eczema. These can have immunological factors as well. But the classic autoimmune condition is clearly psoriasis. It's a challenging one. As we'll see, there aren't any off-the-shelf answers to this. It's where the skin is formed from a layer of cells called the basal membrane, which lies just under the epidermis. And this cell divides constantly, so that one layer generates another layer above it, and then another layer underneath that, if you see. And as the cells divide, they push the layers towards the surface. And as these layers move towards the surface, they desiccate, they dry up, and become simply a layer of keratin. By the time they've reached the surface of the body, usually takes about a month, they have totally dried up and formed the keratin that we recognize as skin. And this, of course, is meant to be relatively impermeable and act as a barrier. In the case of psoriasis, that cell layer is activated or provoked by the immune cells beneath it to move much more rapidly. And the cells reproduce far more quickly and don't have time to die off by the time they've reached the surface. So that's where you get live cells with blood supply and all the rest of it reaching the surface as red patches, scaly patches, all showing signs of major disruption on that basal cell membrane. So that's where the psoriasis comes from. But how that happens is as much of a mystery now as it always was, except that it reflects something going on much further in the body. Although we now associate psoriasis with disruption of the skin microbiome, as indeed almost any skin condition, it looks much more likely that the real problems arise from within. And strep throat is one of the factors that have been identified in psoriasis, but that just reminds us that almost any infection is worth checking out for its potential role in doing this. This is a case definitely where genetics plays a part, and it's interesting to note that our skin is a bit of a mosaic, in effect, that each little patch of skin has its own genetic code, and we're a sort of assemblage of these little patches. So that explains why when you get psoriasis, it affects some bits of the skin but not others. But how to work with that is a mystery. There's no particular natural approach to managing that genetic predisposition. So once again, and this is where our approach to any autoimmune condition comes back to the fore, we start with a clean sheet of paper, almost literally, and start looking back at any clue of any background factor that we can find that we could address to get under the skin, literally, of this situation. And where I have worked with psoriasis myself, it's often been a challenge, and I can't always say that we've done it by any means, but what we're doing is looking at reducing the background provocations to the skin and reducing the incidence of outbreaks.